Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Think about how much technology. Remember, we used to have to still go and hand a paper copy in our assignments.
We are so old.
Queuing at student services at 2 minutes to 4.
Yeah.
Be like, come on, clock's ticking. And you could see all of them laughing behind the thing, be like,
no, you're going to be like,
yeah, I'll take it. It's 4:01 p.m., but go on.
Thanks, you're so generous. If I hadn't been standing here like I was at the post office queue, I'd have been all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Mm.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 1st to the 4th of December, 2025. That's right, Christmas is coming. Joining me today is Rob. It's Christmas.
Hi, how are you this week? Because if it's December,
God. I know, can you believe it?
Last month of 2025, right? It's almost done. The year's almost done. We are in the run-up to EastEnders Christmas. The spoilers have been released. The writers have been released. We are in it. We are in it, people, up to our elbows.
It literally feels like yesterday that we were speculating about the 6, and now we're two years on. How quick has that gone? Seriously.
Can you believe it? We've presented this podcast for about 2 years now. This is our third
Christmas.
It's our third Christmas. Can you believe it?
Yeah, wow.
As if
me and you have managed this.
So, with it being December, this is the last Naked Man of the Year, Ree. Have you got the next calendar planned? You liar.
Yeah.
So, say goodbye to Naked Jack.
And bye, Jack.
Final Naked Man. It is... Oh, it's Mickey. It's Joe Swash.
That were a bit disappointing. Right?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but it's funny. Come on.
Oh, it's Joe Swash. Bless him. I forgot he was in it. There we go then. So Joe Swash.
He did it, didn't he?
Final, I did. I completely forgot he'd been involved, to be honest. He was only back for a couple of episodes. A bit's happened since then. I've slept since then. So there we go then. Joe Swash for December. Mickey Miller. As we are into December, did you do your Spotify...
The Topsify charts thing. We have had non-stop messages from everybody, by the way.
Thanks.
Saying you're my number one podcast. Like, thank you. Although, sorry, I'm gonna out you now. Somebody messaged us a screenshot and we were number 3. I'm like,
that's not good enough.
Don't message us unless we're number 1. Okay?
Yeah, we're not interested in anything to number 3. Who gets excited about bronze medalists, for God's sake?
Do you know what I mean?
What was your average age thing? Did you do this?
I did, right? And I'm going to put it out there right now that my toddler listens to my Spotify more than me.
Right, so
and
you're
it
10,
still
though,
meant
are you?
That. No, 45.
It's 45.
She quite sophisticated. Sophisticated.
She listens to Brahms. Brahms and Beethoven.
ABBA. She listens to ABBA.
Is she?
Yeah. Wow. ABBA's a number one. The number one song this year for me was Ghostbusters.
Nice.
So there you go, if that gives you a bit of an idea.
Nice.
But he did say my listening age was 45 because I've been listening to a lot of late 90s, so she had a lot of Spice Girls as well.
Well, mine, I've got 83, apparently, my age is. What is going on?
83?
That would mean I was listening to music for the 40s.
Is it because, do you actually listen to music there? Or do you just listen to podcasts?
No, I just put a record on, Ray. What do you think I do? Of course I listen to,
well, you're not music
all night
though,
at work. I am music. I listen to music at work. my AirPods while I'm doing my boring job. I do
but I
that.
genuinely thought you only listened to like video game music.
I do some of that, yeah. But no, 83 apparently. So I don't. But yeah, it's
what
soundtracks,
do you listen to?
Soundtracks and stuff like that. There is one song in my playlist that I think is from like that era, which I heard on the radio one day and was like, "Oh, that's a banger!" Shazammed it and put it straight into my Spotify. It was "Twisting the Night Away." Yeah, that song, "Twisting the Night
Twisting the
Away."
Night
Banger,
away.
Absolute
Twisting.
Banger.
That one,
Yeah. So I don't know if that's half why, but there you go. That's my 83 though. The shame, the absolute shame.
I mean,
bit.
If that's your top banger, Rob, then
now my top song was Justin Timberlake's "Can't Stop the Feeling." Love that song.
I love Justin Timberlake.
Great
you know?
Song.
You can't beat. I love a bit of Justin Timberlake. He's like the Prince of Pop, isn't he?
So that's my top song at the minute. You know, you go through stages of saying, "Oh my god, that's the best song ever written." That's my best song ever written song at the moment. Love it. Listen to it most days. Anyway. So
anyhow,
on we go. Do let us know your Spotify ages in the comment section below. Feel free. Keep the conversation going. So December, we are in it. And this week, I think we got a few little revelations, some surprising little twists and turns.
We did, didn't we?
Certainly about one certain doctor fellow. What is going on with Anthony Truman?
I don't know. We'll get to it though, but I can't decide. I can't actually decide.
Indeed not. We will see what is occurring when we get to that in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's kick off this week. We're talking about Harry, Nicola, and the arrival of Oakey's sister, Deja. Okay, so obviously Harry is not in a good state at the moment. He's gone to the stage now where he's you know, nicking money off Nicola and then walking back into the house like absolutely off his face and hoping that nobody's going to notice, which is never a good stage to be at, is it?
I can tell him from experience that people notice straight away.
They know when you're off your face, don't they, Ray? They really,
don't
really
they?
Do.
No,
you must have been like yelling tips at the screen when you were watching it this week. Just go straight to bed. No one will know. Force a sandwich down. No one will know.
I'd be behind
the
a mic. Oh, wait. No, that don't work. Well, I think once he's had it, he don't care anyway, surely. Just like,
well, he is now. I mean, he's clearly haunted by what he did. And
yeah, of course.
He's trying to block it all away because obviously that always works, bless him. Mm-hmm. I thought there were some really, really strong scenes with Harry and Nicola this week, particularly on Wednesday's episode, I think it was. Rory Nugent did a great script on Wednesday where it was the pair of them in the office and just having this really intense argument where Harry basically threw Shireen back in their face and was like, "Look, you might be able to just get over the fact that you killed somebody. I'm not like you. I'm not as cold as you. I'm not as icy as you. Like, I'm a real human being, essentially."
I mean, he has got a point there.
He has got a point,
hasn't he?
He's got a perfect point.
Yeah, because he has killed somebody, like, and it is gonna, because this is the thing, because she's mentioned rehab, hasn't she? And this is the thing that I always think when they go down a bit of a getting actual professional help with people's like mental health and stuff on EastEnders when they've killed somebody. Because it's like it depends if you want that to come out. Because really, if you're going to go all in and be really honest, then you should really be mentioning that. That's what I was just thinking when I'm saying it. Remember what happened with Denise? She went in, didn't she? But she still didn't reveal it, did she?
I still think the way that this is going to sort of come to a conclusion is that Harry is going to end up going to the police and that's how Teddy's going to be released. And then Harry's just going to have to do a stretch in prison. They're going to just have to tell the truth about what happened.
Or is Teddy not
going to
get released?
Well,
what if he is actually just going down for it and this is his exit?
Did it sound like the trial was next week, did it? I think
they
said.
Because Billy and Honey are encouraging Nicola to tell Harry and Barney because they said it's going to be on news next week because the case is going to court, so...
Billy, Honey and Harry watching Bargain Hunt and kind of force-feeding Harry Bargain Hunt.
Genius.
Genius.
Absolute genius.
Like, Harry literally going insane trying to get like, interested in Bargain Hunt. And
of all the things that they could have put on, see?
Anything
to distract him, that's
you
what
want something that's actually going to stimulate your brain a little bit if you're trying to distract somebody from that sort of thing. Something too
Lethal
intense.
Lethal Weapon.
Quiz.
Oh, right.
Quiz.
Straight in.
Lethal Weapon. Quiz. Train Spotter. Yeah. Ray.
I love Lethal Weapon. I love all Lethal Weapon films.
I don't think I've seen a Lethal Weapon film. What?
So good.
What are they about?
They're just action films, aren't they? With
Oh,
oh my
sort
God,
of thing
where
you
Danny
just.
Glover and Mel Gibson.
You just turn your brain off and watch things blow up for an hour and a half, do you? Is that one of those sorts of
Yeah, but they're
things?
quite funny as well. Like, it's just like cheesy 80s action film. They're great. I
Fair,
love them.
fair.
Oh, I'm gonna watch. Do you know what? I'm actually gonna watch one later.
You do that,
Die
love.
Hard. Die Hard's your Christmas
Die
film
Hard.
as well, though, isn't it?
Is it
Yeah.
a Christmas film? Is that you on that side
Yeah,
of the debate,
first
are
one.
you?
Yeah, because it's at
Yeah.
Christmas time.
So it's Terrifier 3. You wouldn't call that a Christmas film.
What's
What?
Terrifier 3? I've never heard of that.
It's one of those. It's this. I'm not gonna watch it because I can't stand horror films. But I've heard of it. My mate watches it and tells me all about it. It's this really like ultra gory series of slasher films about an evil clown that kills people in horrific
Oh.
ways.
Oh,
But
it sounds right up Nigel's street, that
oh,
does.
Nigel would like Terrifier films, yeah. And one of them set at Christmas. But
Right,
like
okay, got you.
when I heard about some of the things that go on in that film, it's like that doesn't sound like the Muppets Christmas Carol to me, you know?
No, definitely don't.
No.
Anyway, we digress. Anything
Anyway.
but Bargain Hunt would have been
Anything,
better for
yeah.
Harry in this
But
scenario, wouldn't
he's
it?
going insane, bless him. So he tells
Yeah.
them, right, I'm going to go for a lie down, and then and just basically does a U-turn on the stairs and then kind of sneaks out the front door, and Billy and
You
Honey have
can't let him
failed.
leave a room unattended at this stage, can you?
Yeah, I
Let's
mean,
be real.
you need to be, I mean, he needs to be, let's be real, the stage is out at the minute. He needs to be sort of locked in a room, doesn't he? And just sort of cold turkeying.
Yeah, it doesn't always go that well, though. I think rehab might be a
And it
better
would be
way of doing
better. It would be
it.
better. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's probably the
yeah.
wise option. Nicola sort of kind of doesn't suggest rehab to him again, does she?
No, well, didn't she? I'm sure she suggested it once, but then,
She
like I say,
suggested it
maybe it's the
once.
fear of the secret coming out, so she's trying
Yeah,
to handle it
maybe.
all herself.
Yeah, maybe. Which is never going to end well, is it?
No, because at one, it could. I love that it just comes in like a little blue like carrier bag as well, doesn't it? Like
Carrier
wrapped
bag.
up.
Like a
Is that
bag
what
for life.
it is?
It's like
I
a
couldn't
little.
tell.
I think they're called a wrap or something like that, aren't they? A little wrap.
I thought they just cut a bit off a like blue plastic bag or something and just gone. Well, there you go. That'll do.
Look at you
Save on cross over
pretending not to
heads.
know,
Pretending like I don't know these
pretending that you
things.
don't know these things. Yes, so
Yeah.
he escapes basically, and Nicola
Yes.
comes
Yeah.
back. Nicola's had a terrible week because she's already stressing about the pregnancy. I'm loving her and Honey, by the way. This is working nicely.
Yeah, really like her and Honey together. They're good. Because she softens Nicola, Honey does. She's
Well,
good
she
at that, Honey,
does.
isn't she?
She really does that. But the thing about Honey is that, like, you can push her so far, and then she will turn basically into Nicola if you mess with her,
Yeah,
which is what I really love about
definitely.
Honey. And I think Nicola
Yeah.
sort of respects that about Honey and doesn't push her
Yes.
luck too much with Honey.
Yeah.
So yeah, Harry kind of goes missing for a bit and then comes back. And then Kojo has been kind of badgering George to let him see him, and so him and Gina
And
go
his
around.
therapist has suggested this
His
as well,
therapist has
apparently,
suggested,
Kojo.
yeah.
Yes.
I loved that scene where Harry kind of was after money, and then so went into the Arches and
Yeah.
tried to nick some money out of the tin, and then Kojo was like, "Did you put the money back, please?" I thought that was quite good because Kojo
He
just
knew ex
basically he knew
yeah.
exactly what he'd been doing,
Yeah.
but I don't know.
But he pretended at first, didn't he? He went, oh, I didn't know you were
Yeah.
back at work, Harry. And then we're like, trying to put that money back there. I don't want you
Yeah,
getting
could
in
you? Because
trouble.
I don't want to get into trouble, and neither do I don't want you to get into trouble. I love their friendship so much; it's so adorable. Like
I
they,
think they're back on track now. I
oh
think
God, yeah.
everyone's accepted it, right?
Yeah, I
Looks
mean,
like it.
try and break the pair of them up. They are just
Yeah.
inseparable at this point, and I love it. I think it really, really
Yeah.
works nicely. So yeah, Harry and Gina and Kojo are spending the day, and the problem is that when Harry was on his travels, he comes across Deja, who is Oki's sister.
Yes.
Now she's clearly had some experience of Oki's lifestyle because quite quickly she takes one look at Harry and goes, "Oh, you're a customer then." I can tell you are a customer of my brother's. So
Yeah.
bet you've got some stories. There's a wake happening later, so please feel
Please come
free
and
to come
tell those
along.
stories, please.
Yeah, please come and tell some stories about my brother, my drug dealing brother. I think everyone would really appreciate that.
Yeah. Do
My
you know
mum
what
would
would have
love to
been?
hear all about it.
Well, it would have been interesting to have seen who was actually inside at the wake because, like, I don't know, I would have liked to have known how many
A bit
people
more
were
about his
there and, like,
family.
yeah, because if we're going to meet his sister, I feel like we could have done with meeting maybe a few others, but I also understand why we didn't see to that
I mean,
extent,
we
but
got the impression that Oki came from very much a broken home, which is how we ended up in the
yeah.
situation that he was in. So I agree. It was sort of would have been, I can see it being like maybe him and his sister stayed quite close, but then
Yeah.
apart from that, Oki was very much an outcast of the family, and that wake would have been like all his mates. So I don't imagine that walking into that room would have been great for Harry at any point because there would
But
have
this is
been
what I was
him going
thinking.
around. Yeah, I
Yeah,
bet
all
it was.
those people who helped Turkey keep him trapped in that
Yeah.
room would have probably been there. Or were they not?
Probably.
And that's kind of the point, that actually they didn't care enough about him to even go to his funeral, maybe.
But Kojo basically finds out that this wake is happening and
Yeah.
so persuades Harry to go along. And Harry's like, this is the
Yeah.
worst idea in the world. I don't want to do this. But because
Yeah.
Gina's there, he kind of just has to go along to show face because Gina's starting to thaw a little bit towards him.
Yeah.
He wants to sort of win her back. He wants Kojo back in his life full time. So he kind of just goes along. And Deja is sort of trying to get him to say stories about Oki and talking about how much she's going to miss him and all of that kind of thing. And he just can't deal with it and sort of walks off. Returns back to the house and overhears something rather important. As if he hadn't had a bad enough week already, he overhears Honey and Nicola talking about Nicola's pregnancy and the fact that
Yeah.
George is the daddy.
And that she's considering getting rid
Getting
of the
rid of
baby
it.
because she's got
She
to
hasn't
look after Harry
decided.
so much.
Yeah,
Yeah,
she
she's
hasn't
not
decided.
decided. But she did say because she needs to be with Harry a
Yeah.
lot, didn't she?
Well, I mean, what the hell is she going to do? What the hell is he going to do with this information? What the hell is she going to do? Because she is already up against the wall a little bit with Zach and Barney. There was some more
Yeah,
sweet stuff
true.
with that.
Yeah.
I liked all this with Zach and
Yeah.
Barney teaching him about like Tolkien and all of that kind of thing. That
Yeah.
was nice. They're getting a bit closer as well. So Nicola's
Which makes me
like,
think that Teddy's leaving as well, all
do you
about, gotta
think?
say.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it does feel that way, to be perfectly honest with you.
Because why is Zach and Barney getting close in it? We could have just, I don't know, we've
I
had a few
just.
scenes recently. We don't need them to get more. I don't know, maybe not,
I
but.
don't know. The only thing stopping me from agreeing with you is that I don't know if I can see Harry letting it go all the way through to Teddy being sent to prison for him when he's so wrapped up in his own guilt.
True, true, in an ideal world, but I don't know. We've not seen anything from Teddy either recently.
No.
It would seem very out of the blue to just write him out though as well, and to have not heard that he's exiting, so.
I don't know. I've got a feeling there's going to be some twists and turns at this trial. And I feel like Harry's going to go on a bit of a break. Because Harry, to be fair, Harry's had quite a heavy year. Like we've had, I mean, I loved it because Elijah Holloway, every single team's knocked it out of the park, hasn't he? He's a fantastic actor. But now and again, you know, an actor has a heavy period, they go on a little break. So this could be a little break for Harry.
Potentially, yeah. But then it'd still go down for a bit longer. I don't know. But you could be right. It may be that this is how it all pans out. So, yeah, with the Nicola thing,
Yeah.
could he turn himself around because he thinks, right, my mum's having a baby. I need to, not be in inverted commas, a burden to her while she's going through
Yeah,
this.
I don't know how he's going to react to this. He's either going, I mean, it's the fact that it's with George as well, which I think is going to cause additional problems because obviously Kojo's an element of that as well. So I don't know. I have no idea how Harry's going to react to this news. And I don't know whether, because the only reason that he even found that out is because he turned around on the stairs and was going to nick some money out of either Honey
Yeah.
or Nicola's handbag
Yeah.
and then happened to be around the door when Honey mentioned it. So
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in the right frame of mind to be quitting the drugs yet. He's been telling lies. He's been stealing in order to get the drugs. So I don't think he's at the stage where he is going to quit because
Gara, I'll
obviously.
put all that to the side just because, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's at that stage yet.
Maybe down the line. Is he still taking methadone? Because we've not seen
I don't
any
think
of
he
them
is, to be
saying like,
honest.
oh, let's go and take you to get, like, can you take that at the same time as having the heroin?
I mean, I doubt it. It doesn't seem like a wise idea, does it? Because heroin's like
No.
the top one, isn't it, really?
But
So.
then you could also imagine that people would. But then the whole point of the methadone is that you don't want to, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it's one or the other, to be honest with you, because the
Yeah.
methadone is supposed to kind of sort the craving. Well, not sort the
Yeah,
cravings out, but certainly
mimic
lessen the
the
cravings, lessen the effect. So yeah, I don't think you can. I think it's like taking paracetamol and cocodamol at the same time. You know what I mean? Like it's a bad idea.
So is it gonna, when's George gonna find out? Is it gonna be Nicola who tells him or Harry? I feel like it's still like why else would Harry overhear this?
Unless Zach finds out.
Oh yeah. And then what would Zach do?
Well, because Nicola's been busy
Just tell.
threatening him all week, hasn't she?
Oh
So,
yeah, so then he'd go, well, I've got something on you kind of
yeah, I
thing.
mean, the way their relationship seems to work is that Nicola starts getting all bullshit with him, and then Zach discovers something about Nicola and then can use that as leverage. So,
True.
I feel like maybe Zach might find out it because otherwise, why have they sort of gone back to the Zach and Barney thing at the
Zach and
moment?
Barney, yeah, possibly. Yeah. I've just figured out that Gina and Harry would share a sibling as well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah, the words,
They should
yeah.
have, yeah.
Welcome to Walford, right?
Yeah, this is
Perfect.
exactly where it happens.
That's the sort of thing
And
you can expect.
did you think she were going to tell George when they were sat at the chicken shop? Because they had like a nice little lunch,
I
kind
feel
of.
like Nicola is sort of hoping that this pregnancy thing is going to go away. I feel like she isn't really thinking about, well, she's thinking about it and it's stressing her out, but I feel like she's everything else that she's dealing with, she's putting as a top priority. The thing is, if she wants to get rid of this baby, we don't know how pregnant she is, so she's,
I was thinking that.
we don't know how much time she's got left to do that.
I think you've got until about 24 weeks, I want to say, in the UK.
Yeah. And it's been a
So,
while since her and George slept together, hasn't it?
yeah,
So
you'd
she might be
think.
running out of time. I feel like trial week is going to be quite a big week for this storyline, which I think trial week's next week, so I think we need to keep an eye on this. I feel like there might be a lot of revelations next week. George, I think, is starting to sort of realise that he needs to thaw towards Harry for Kojo's sake. So I'd be quite interested in seeing a side of George where it's not just all sort of bullshit, oh, I'm going to call the police, all that kind of thing. I'd like him to actually step up and be a support to Harry for Kojo.
Yeah, but it's difficult, isn't it? Like, you can see George's side as
Oh,
well,
God,
like,
yeah.
after what Harry got him into. But it's hard for George to see that Harry was doing it all with the best intentions
Yeah.
when he got him into such a mess.
Yeah,
And he
exactly.
apologised to Nicola, though, so maybe this is the start of him trying to warm a bit more towards Harry. And hey, come on, Gina's going to love this new little project, isn't she? She loves a
Oh, she loves, yeah.
fixer-upper, does our Gina?
God, she
So,
loves it when a boyfriend's on drugs. It's her modus operandi. She's fabulous. Right, so then we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But I thought this was strong this week. I did enjoy this story, so we'll see where it goes. Right, let's move on to the next story. On to Nigel now. Right, so I have one thing to say about this film, okay? You will remember, Rihanna, that we filmed a trailer for our podcast.
So we did.
I remember how long that took me to edit. So I have no idea how they think they're editing a full-on film.
Yeah,
And I bet
I
it looks
remember
like a
how long it
professional.
took you to edit as well.
Yeah, and I bet it looks like a professional BBC drama by the time this
Yeah, of
film's all
course.
been done together. Lexi is clearly going to be revealed as some editing genius.
Yeah, but to be fair, she's a kid. She's grown up with
Kids
technology. She might
these
be.
days
Might
probably
just
can be.
second
Yeah.
nature.
Maybe. So Santa Claus is on its way and auditions are taking place. Now, there was some nice stuff here. Again, Nigel is sort of flitting. I'm beginning to wonder if we're going to lose Nigel on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I know. I
I'm
know.
getting that feeling. He's going to
It
have
does seem
to.
like he's deteriorating.
I think he's going to have to deteriorate quite quickly over the coming weeks for it to fit in with Christmas Day. But to be fair to you, you have said all along that this could be a year's contract. And I think it's starting to look that way because he came back
Do you
Christmas.
reckon?
I think so. It was like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. He came back
Yeah,
last
he did
time,
it
wasn't it?
like Christmas Eve, I think,
Christmas
weren't
Eve, I
it,
think
last
it was.
year or
Yeah.
something? Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it wouldn't surprise me if we lose because EastEnders has been split into two episodes again this year for Christmas Day.
And are they both Lauren Clay?
Yes, they are. Same as last year, I think. Did Lauren Cleave
And
write
she
both?
did a
No, Simon
great
Ash
job
did both last year.
with Lola's exit, didn't she?
Oh,
That
God, it's
final
going to.
episode.
Oh, lovely. I'm going to be sobbing into my turkey. Can't wait.
It's brilliant. Nah, they can't then, surely. Can't have us all crying it. Well, they could. It is
They could.
EastEnders,
They've
couldn't
done
they?
it
Yeah, they
before
could.
and they'll do it again. So the auditions are taking place. Some nice scenes in the audition thing. Side note, Ian and Elaine.
No, not here for it.
Why not, you miserable cow? I
You
love
think?
it.
I just don't think she'd go for Ian. Then again, neither would Cindy in a million years, but there we
Well,
go.
but think
Well,
about this, though. I think Elaine and Cindy have been getting on well recently. But imagine if Elaine got with Ian. I reckon that could restart the feud
No.
again.
Can't go from George to Ian, no offense.
Why not,
Like,
Ray? What
but
are you saying?
the character, come
Yeah,
on.
but I reckon that what
But
they
no, I know
do
it does
is.
look like they're trying to hint at
I
this and make it
don't
a
hate
thing.
it. I really don't hate it. Because I don't think it's going to be like they suddenly realise that they're amazingly attracted to each other, but I feel like it's going to be like a few bottles of wine in and they'll do a Denise and Phil and just sleep together.
Okay, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if they ended up going, like, remember when Ian and Denise were a thing? That just
That was
never felt
mad.
right.
Yeah, no, that was mad.
Never ever felt right.
Ian and
So that's
Elaine,
why I'm a
though,
bit against it.
I can see it. What, you're just against Ian getting with anybody then in that? It's who would
No,
shag Ian
just
Beale?
Elaine. No, because I just feel like Elaine's out there. I don't know. I feel like he'd dampen her a bit. Can't imagine him admiring her and bigging her up.
See, I think they could make quite a good comedy couple. And again,
But
like I
George
say,
used to stand back and let Elaine be like centre show. Ian wouldn't do that.
I know, but I think it would be quite an interesting dynamic.
I mean, let's see. Now you're
Let's
saying,
see.
oh, I wouldn't, you don't want Ian with anyone. I'm trying to think of anyone on the
Yeah, who would you
square, I
put Ian with?
think.
Who would
I'm
you put
trying to
Ian with?
think. I'll get back to you. I'm gonna let
Bachelor.
that, yeah, I'm no, I'll get back to you and I'll let that be
You let that fumigate
pondering.
in your brain for a
Yes.
moment. Yes, but
Yeah.
I can see it happening, and I don't hate it, I have to say. So the audition's taking place, like I say. Phil's audition, I assume, was
Yes.
exactly the same as Steve McFadden's audition for Phil in the 90s,
Yeah,
right?
definitely. Yeah,
And I,
100% brilliant.
and again, we're still with kind of quite kind-hearted Phil at this moment, because I feel like 10 years ago, Phil would not have entertained this idea for a second, and nobody would have asked him for that
No.
particular reason. But he's doing it for
Definitely.
Nigel, he's doing it for Lexi, and
Yeah.
by the end of it, I felt like Phil was actually disappointed that he didn't have more lines.
Yeah, I thought that. You were like, what? All of this was for nothing. He's
Yeah.
like, oh. What else
And
is there? Maybe they'll write him some more in.
wasn't exactly a wooden performance either, was it, from Phil? I mean, I don't
No.
know if Steve McFadden could have made Phil a bad actor, but I feel like Phil's
Yeah.
kind of slotted into it quite well.
Yeah, he showed what he's made of. Give him some more
Yeah.
lines, Nigel. Come on.
Absolutely. Give him a monologue. Give him a two-hander. He'd love it. So that's happening. I just thought it was really sweet. I loved Nigel sort of realizing that the square's rallying round for him. I am kind of intrigued to see what this film is going to look like, because it's called Santa Claus, which suggests that it's going to
Yeah.
be some sort of B horror movie.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because we don't actually really know the
No.
storyline or anything, do
I
we?
mean, everyone's
We're
so
kind of
adamant
just
saying this script's
guessing.
brilliant. I love this script. I'm
Yeah, I'm
obsessed with this
expecting big
script.
things.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm expecting this to be the new Christmas movie.
Hey, what if one of the episodes on Christmas Day is just this?
Well,
You're gonna have 30 minutes.
this will well this will be the lead into the Nigel going back to the 90s.
Of course,
So that's what this is
okay.
for. So I don't know how
Yes.
much of this film we're actually going to see. I hope we see quite a bit of it, but I feel like it's more going to be about maybe the film will start, like Nigel will be in the Vic, and then will be transformed back to the 90s, and then people will
Okay.
appear from his past. I feel
Yeah,
like
of
that's how it's going to
course.
work. And then we'll be told afterwards, God, that was a good film. Amazing. Die Hard Who?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think
You're
that's how it's
right,
going to
though, then,
work.
because maybe if you start seeing people from his past, does that mean that his is gonna die around Christmas
I
then?
feel like it's a sort of
That is a
because,
thing, isn't it?
yeah, and I feel like they're not going to do that and then wait till like February or something to kill him off, are they? I feel like this is the final weeks of Nigel. But I do feel like he's going to have to start sort of fading quite quickly from here for us to sort of be there.
Yeah.
Unless they do something horrible where like an accident occurs or something like that, which I feel would cheapen it
I hope
slightly.
not.
Yeah, I feel like it
It
would
would
cheapen
definitely
it.
cheapen it.
Yeah.
100%. We've already said this. We've said he needs
Yeah.
a somewhat dignified
Yeah, he needs to be
exit.
like surrounded by people that he
Death. Yeah.
loves and all of that
Yeah.
kind of thing. Because they've done really
Yeah.
well with this story, I think. I think they've paced it
I
really
agree.
nicely. So I don't want them to sort of rush the ending just to sort of get
Yeah.
Nigel dead by Christmas just because that was his contract. I feel
Yeah.
like something needs to, over
Yeah.
the next few weeks, we need to see like a real clear decline in his
Yeah.
health,
Yeah.
which I'm
We've
assuming
had
can
to.
happen.
Yeah, it can. To be fair, this is kind of, I'm like, we think it was, as we're talking about it, so I'm like, this is exactly what happened with my granddad. He were almost a bit like Nigel is now, and then all of a sudden it was quite a rapid decline. And he were telling me, I remember going to see him in hospital, and he's like, oh, my cousin Phil's just been here. And I'm like, yeah, granddad, I think he died about 50 years ago, but okay, like.
Yeah, and they're
So yeah,
saving
that's why
the
I'm
inevitable.
wondering. Is that going to be a thing that happens with Nigel, and that's why he's seeing these people from the past? Is it a sign of things to come?
I am excited for that episode, I have to say.
Yes,
That's going to
definitely.
be good. Oh, it's going to be good. I've got high hopes about this Christmas. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like, yeah, we've had a bit of a slog in some aspects to get here, but I feel
Yeah.
like Christmas itself is going to be strong. I'm going to be
If a lot of it's
optimistic.
to
I feel
do,
it's going to
if we're
be
going to have
good.
a fair bit to do with Nigel, I
Yeah.
think that will help with the Zoe stuff. However, maybe on Christmas Day, the Zoe stuff is going to be quite spectacular, right? Because I know that it's, like you say, it's been a bit of a slow build up to it, but maybe on Christmas Day it's going to be quite a big thing, and we'll all go, do you know what? Fair play.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be one of those things where the reveal will be fantastic and we'll be like, it didn't need to take us this long to get here. The pacing felt a bit off, but by the time we actually get there, the reveals will be great because obviously they've had these answers waiting in the wings, ready to go. So I don't know. We'll see. But as far as Nigel is concerned, some nice stuff here. Paul Bradley, I'm going to miss him terribly when he goes because I think Nigel has been such a fantastic comeback. It's worked really, really nicely. So I'm going to miss him. And it's going to be interesting to sort of see who Nigel leaves behind. In terms of Julie, what's going to happen with Julie? I hope she's here to stay afterwards.
Same.
Never know. Never know. Her and Phil and Ian and Elaine, double wedding. It's going to be fantastic.
No. 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 Ian and Julie.
Oh, you can see that happening, can you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm clutching at straws.
You just don't want Ian to be with it. You want Ian to be a bachelor. That's what you want. You want Ian to be a bachelor and never have sex ever again, bless him.
I will think of somebody that Ian could be suited to.
By the end of this episode, you're going to manage that, are you?
I'm going to try,
Right, before we get on to the really big stories of the week, brief little discussion about Lauren. Obviously, last week she was the victim of a horrific scam and she suddenly owes a charity $3,500. We suspected that Ian was going to step up and it feels like that's pretty much what he's done because he's a kind person who deserves to be in a loving relationship, really.
With his daughter-in-law, perhaps, Rob.
So, out of everybody that you could have said, you're pitching that Ian and Lauren should become a thing.
I'm really struggling to think of somebody, but sure, why not?
So you'd rather see Ian and Lauren
No, okay.
It's not going to happen. Lauren wouldn't touch him with a barge pole, let's be real here.
I don't know. See, I mean, you know, Cindy's done it. Be kind of on brand for the Beals.
Cindy's done
kind
everyone,
of family.
Let's be real here.
Well, that's true. So is Ian, if we're going to be.
That's maybe they are perfectly suited together. So it feels like Lauren's immediate problem is over, but I feel like the secret of it is going to sort of hang there for a little bit. I feel like it's going to cause problems with Peter further down the line. Although,
yeah, of course.
I kind of wonder, like, it's been sorted now, so it's certainly the impact of it is going to be reduced, I think. Is this going to be something that Ian and Lauren just sort of keep from Peter for a while now or ever
Skipping forward a bit here, but Howie went round, didn't he? And Lauren, like, secrets always come out, Howie. It's true. Like, yeah, come on then, Lauren. Maybe it's your time to just say yours then. No, it'll be something like they're going to go ahead with this christening that's probably going to cost about $3,500 anyway. And then it'll probably come out at the christening that her and Ian will have an argument about something. And she'll be like, I only did this christening so that I could, you know, keep the secret. And then Peter will be like, what secret?
And then they'll break up again for a bit, you know, all the sort of, the whole christening thing kind of came about because Ian and Lauren were sort of discussing this money charity thing and then Peter walks in on the wrong side of the conversation and Lauren has to sort of think on her feet and go, I want to get Jimmy christened. And Peter's like, if you like.
When have you been religious? But okay.
Yeah, if we must, you know. So, we're living in Dot's house now, so I feel like Dot will haunt us if there's any children living in this house that have not been christened, so we better get it done.
She might have got a point, to be fair, so it makes sense, if anything.
Yeah.
So maybe, are we going to have, a New Year's Day christening or something, maybe?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, how long does it take to arrange a christening?
No idea, you're asking the wrong person.
We're not a woman of God. I feel like that you're pretty much right there. Yeah. I think it's just going to be a case of the event will happen and then that will get revealed. I don't understand. I don't really know how much of an impact it would have on a lot. I mean, apart from the fact that it's just a big lie, that might be enough to sort of break them up again for a little bit. But I'm sort of like,
I know what you mean, though, because it's kind of resolved anyway, isn't it?
This is what I mean.
Like she's still got to pay it off. If Ian's just lending it to her anyway, it's not. Although, is he? Because he's not really giving it a yet, has he? Because he said, I'm going to try and help you, but Kathy's looking at getting the laundrette and Kat's cabs, isn't she? And he's like, she's asked me to give her some money. Well, I did wonder what was going to happen with that, but I would have liked Kat to have kept the cab office, if I'm honest with you. I kind of liked that she had that, because her dad, Charlie, and stuff, and that connection.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't really make enough of it with Kat being a taxi person. But then again, what is there to really do? I mean, it's being the taxi driver itself that I think is more of a character thing than just being on the phone, which effectively was what Kat was, you know. So
yeah.
But then again, what else is Kathy going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I love the fact that Kathy is well into her 70s now and she's sort of like, I want that business, that business, that business. No holding her back.
She's lost the Albert, hasn't she? So she needs
has.
to build a portfolio back up again.
Bless her. So
do you
that's
reckon,
happened.
You know, do you remember when Kat had to go through all the, like, they have to get, like, a specific licence, don't they, in
Yeah.
London to be a taxi
Yeah.
driver? Do you think they have to do that anymore with, like, having sat navs on your phone?
I mean, I would have thought so. I mean, I'm assuming it's easier now to be a taxi driver than it used to be, but I would assume that there is some sort of exam that has to take place because Kat had. But then you sat navs were a thing when Kat was doing her exams.
Yeah, but now they tell you, like, when there's traffic in area, don't they? And, like, reroute you and go, traffic's bigger than normal. Do you want to try this way? It's quicker destination time. So do you
Maybe.
really need to do it? You don't need all shortcuts, do you?
I don't know, in all honesty, because I don't live in London and I don't even drive a car. So all in all,
London?
London. So there we go. So that will kind of play out over the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens there. Right, on to the big stuff of the week. And we'll start off with talking about Zoe. So, Kat has begun to get suspicious about Dr. Anthony after the little tryst that he and Zoe had last week. Because her thinking is, right, okay, so you turned him down, and then immediately these photos arrived of you. So Kat kind of puts two and two together. Zoe does not need telling twice to go and accuse somebody of stalking her. So she immediately sort of like starts having a go at Anthony, and he sort of really angrily reacts to it. And then all of a sudden, she's not quite so sure that she said the right thing. We get some very big reveals about Anthony this week. No more so than the fact, obviously, the photo thing is happening, and there was just quite a sinister vibe to him this week. Obviously, everything that's been going on with Sophie, we'll talk about in a minute when we get to the Howie stuff. But is this it? Is this like Dark Anthony? Is that what we've got now? Is that what's happening?
There's got to be a little bit because of how he's been going on. Oh, that were a pun. How he's been going on about Howie. Like, the way that he's handled all the Howie situation to me is a bit dark. Do you know what I mean? So even if he's not got this restraining order stuff behind him, the fact that he's been so bitter towards Howie since he got here makes me think that there's a bit of a darker side to his character that we would have not maybe thought of him to have had before. Because, like, really, in the grand scheme of things, all he'd learnt about was that Howie had stolen this ring. Why does he really care about that enough to hold it over him? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, really, does that mean that much to Anthony that he's like, oh, you've stolen a ring? So why? I know why it is, because he's jealous of Howie and his position in the family, and he feels like he's just jealous that Patrick sees him as a son, I think. But to me, it showed a bit of a darker side anyway, regardless of the restraining
I
order we
just I
find
feel
out
like
about.
there certainly feels like there's certainly a very kind of controlling element about him all of a sudden. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know what I mean. Maybe there's more twists and turns to come. This could be a red herring, but at the same time, it certainly feels like there's certainly some character traits being brought to the surface with Anthony that is going to be kind of quite significant going forwards at the same time.
Or it could well be that Anthony's telling the truth. He's had a really hard time with his wife, Sophie, and it's ended up making him be a bit more bitter. And it could be that it's like that or something, but I think either way, there is a bitterness there. Like, even how he reacted with Zoe and stuff, like he was getting obsessive. But then,
Well,
like we
he's got
said
these
last
photos,
week,
even on its own, he's got these photos on his laptop, which even if he's not the stalker, he's
still a
still
bit
clearly
odd.
developing some quite unhealthy obsessions with her.
But like I say, unless he's just tech illiterate and don't realise that he can just go on Facebook and not have to download them every
Well,
time
yeah,
he goes on.
exactly. So meanwhile, Freddie and Anna are leaving for Australia, and they do leave this week.
Oh,
Goodbye,
yeah.
Freddie and Anna. They sort of leave hand in hand down Bridge Street, and I suspect we may never see them again. But
We called this a while ago, didn't we?
we
We said,
did.
yeah, this is how they're going to go. Perfect. We're here for it. They don't
Yeah, it
need a big,
seems.
grand,
No.
dramatic exit. They go off travelling.
Yeah, it seems like
Perfect.
a perfectly acceptable exit for the pair of them. We may or may not see them again. I feel like Freddie might come back at some point. I don't know if Anna will. I don't know, in all honesty.
But
But if
Anna
we.
could easily come back for something, you know, like a family wedding or occasional
Yeah,
something.
I guess we'll see. But for the moment, they're done, and it was a perfectly nice exit for the pair of them. So lovely. But Jean is becoming ever so frantic about everything. Now, there was some interesting stuff with Jean this week, to say the least. So she obviously is becoming really sort of obsessed with giving Freddie the perfect leaving party. She's made about 700 sausage rolls. She's made a cake with a kangaroo on top of it. And she's going absolutely mad in the Vic kitchen. And Lily is becoming really, really worried about her. I thought there was a real sort of vibe about Stacey. I know we've always said that Lily and Stacey are actually cut from the same cloth, essentially. But I feel like Lily really was a full-on Stacey role this week. Like, she is her daughter's mother full-time now.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like she's been like that for a while, but now... Now that Stacey's gone, it definitely feels like she's kind of filling her shoes. Quite literally, I noticed some boots she were wearing. I'm like, they're very Stacey like.
You always notice the clothes on the
I always notice what they wear. Yeah, of course I do.
And so Jean is like properly sort of frantic and everything, to the point where I was starting to wonder, is she having an episode? And Lily says, are you taking your medication? Now, we have had Jean need an upgrade on her medication before. And then she sort of she went into an episode because of that. I don't know if they're going to completely and utterly repeat that. So, I mean, Jean is, when she gets stressed, she is kind of quite manic at the best of times. That doesn't necessarily mean that she's having an episode.
Yeah, I think that it's stress. But you can understand why Lily would be.
Yeah.
Like, she's living with her as well. So she's seeing this drastic change, and she is somewhat manic at the minute, isn't she?
Oh, yeah,
like,
she's totally manic, yeah.
Is it just because is it because she's so stressed with everything that's gone on? Although, my God, she's so obsessed with the whole Stacey left just because of Zoe. Like, drop it, Jean. Get over it. Like, well, you weren't just that, really, though, were it?
Well, dropping it, she certainly doesn't do. Elaine has managed to get herself the gig of doing the Christmas lights this week. I cannot wait for this boutique to start up, by the way. It's going to be the campest thing ever known to man. And so she's doing the Christmas lights. And so the whole square is gathered. She turns on the lights, and then everyone's suddenly looking at the Vic window, and the word die has been written in red Christmas lights and is currently hanging up in the Vic window. Now then, what at this point, did you have any suspicions about who had done that?
No, but the only thing that did cross my mind was that Tommy and Lily had been acting somewhat shifty before.
Do you know what I thought?
What?
I thought they were going to be revealed as sleeping together or something like that, because they were really shifty going towards Tommy's
really
bedroom.
Shifty. And I was trying to work out how they were related. It did go through my mind at one point.
Genuinely,
yeah.
I was trying to work out the Slater family tree. Like, can they do that? Is that how bad incest is that?
They're probably as related as Ben and Lola were, to be fair. More related than that. I don't know.
Probably not going to put them through the courts, but let's be honest, it shouldn't really be happening. But it turns out that wasn't it. Though I will say, I was very, very, very impressed that they remembered Tommy's dyslexia.
Yes. I thought that was a good, nice little touch, because I'd forgotten about it.
So had I. I had completely forgotten about that. So to have that brought up again was very, very nice. Because Tommy, it turns out all they were doing was sort of preparing Tommy to audition for Nigel's film. And Tommy was kind of being a boy about it and was kind of quite embarrassed that he was needing help with it all and everything. So that was nice.
And do you know what? Sorry, can I just say that as soon as he mentioned his dyslexia, I was like, well, he can't have done it. Because do you know how hard it is to write letters backwards on a window?
I thought you were going to say, because how hard it is to spell the word die.
but writing backwards is hard, isn't it? Yeah, so it's going to be even trickier. So I will blame we weren't Tommy then.
No.
So.
Well, who it was Jean. Because Jean, Jean overhears Kat saying that one more thing from this stalker and Zoe will flee the square. And so she's like, right, I will make that happen then. And so she gets these Christmas lights, sticks them up in the window. And then when she hears people coming up the stairs, she shoves the empty box of Christmas lights into the nearest bag, which happens to be Tommy's rucksack. Mm-hmm. Zoe decides that she needs to sort of pack her bags and stuff, and so she grabs the nearest rucksack and starts trying to use that as luggage, and then this box falls out. Then she realizes that it's Tommy's rucksack, and then kind of all hell breaks loose from there, really, doesn't it?
Yep. Again, she's got another person she can accuse. Yep. That's number three in one week, I think, Tommy was.
She doesn't need much prompting to accuse somebody of doing this bloody stalker, I tell you.
I'm not being funny, but Zoe will be gutted when it does finish, because what else is she going to do?
She'll lose the cat again. And she's
And
she has also still got... We haven't actually heard mention of these kids that she wants to lose, really, for a few weeks. Like, she does mention it this week to Lauren, but it's the stalker thing has completely and utterly taken over that side of the story, hasn't it?
Yes, very true. But she did, she does keep mentioning it every so often. Like, we've not mentioned how she ended up going to Stay Lauren did
Well,
wear.
I was coming to that. I was coming to that
Oh,
because
sorry.
yes,
Speak to
because
her.
she does start like, kind of
Yeah.
ranting at Tommy, and Tommy's genuinely kind of quite upset that he's being accused of this.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lily has kind of worked out that Jean's definitely behind it, and so she manages to sort of coax the truth out of Jean. How did you feel when it was revealed that it was Jean? Because I was sort of like, wow, really, Jean? Like, is that where you're at?
It kind of made sense once she explained, like, well, they said it was one more thing, so I just did that one thing.
Yeah.
Like, for her to do one thing,
Yeah.
okay, but it's a bit drastic, isn't it? Right, and die,
I
like,
know,
of
it's
all the
quite a lot.
things.
It's also quite
Yeah,
childish as
like
well,
a
really,
death
isn't it?
threat, though. It's
Yeah. Well,
quite.
it's not really even a death threat, it's just telling you to die. It's kind of like it's
Yeah.
supposed to be it was almost quite childish that doing it
Yeah, it
with
is.
yeah. Which kind of when you think about it like that, kind of does sort of make sense for it to be a Jean thing. Like yeah, on the face of it's really threatening, but when you realise that it's Jean just being Jean, you're sort of like, oh, okay then. But the way that this whole stalker thing is playing out at the moment, it's almost turning a little bit Murder of the Orient Express, where it just turns out to be everybody. Like we've kind of been suspecting that Anthony is the one that sent the photos. Now Jean's the one that's done the lights. Zoe was the one who scrawled the pictures herself. Do you know what I mean? Like it's sort of like,
Yeah, that's true.
who the hell is going to be ultimately
Well,
revealed to be the main stalker in this?
did you think that it was Anthony who sent the photos after this week? Because last week we were like, oh, it must have been him, like, given what
I
happened. And
mean,
then this week, he seemed quite convincing that it wasn't him.
well, yeah, but then he also seems quite convinced that he doesn't deserve to have a restraining order put out against him.
Well, maybe. Yeah,
Maybe
true.
he doesn't. I don't know. Like the Anthony aspect is very weird, and I don't
Yeah,
quite
it
know
is.
where to place him. Like,
Yes, true.
yes, there is clearly something quite unsettling going on with him at the moment. And yeah, there is no two ways about it. There's no innocent explanation as to why he would have photos of Zoe on his laptop like that, right? There's nothing non-sinister about that, surely, is there?
Other than like what I said, he just doesn't understand that like you don't have to save photos from Facebook if you want to look at them.
See, but
You can
he's an
just go back
intelligent
on.
bloke. I don't think he's that sort of archaic with stuff like that. You
I
know what I
don't know.
mean?
Some people don't understand computers. You could easily write it off as being that or
I mean, he
something.
works with a computer every day, though, doesn't he? On his in at the GP, so
Yeah,
he's
but
not
it's
a
a different
technophobe.
system, isn't it? Yeah, but it's a different
He's not
system
that
that I
old that
don't
he
know.
doesn't understand
It's a
Facebook, though, is
stretch.
he?
I don't know. It's a stretch, but you could kind of pass it off as that, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah,
There's
you're
just
right. Because otherwise, why has he got photos or on his
yeah.
laptop?
I don't. I don't know.
And then,
I don't
given
know.
what we've found out about his wife, yeah, with the
So
restraining order.
Lily and Jean sort of have the kind of manic conversations, like, what do you mean it was you? Do you realise what you've done? Like, Tommy's really upset. And so by the time that all of the Slaters are upstairs, and Jean's like basically nearly having a nervous breakdown by that point because
Yeah.
she's so stressed. But Kat gets there first and basically says to Zoe, look, you're accusing everybody. This is just an unhealthy environment. I love the fact that Alfie turned around and went, this is starting to affect the family. Well, just now, this is just now
Yeah.
starting to affect the family, is it, Alfie? Right,
Yeah.
okay. And Zoe sort of takes that as her cue to go, right, I'll go then, Kathleen. Like, she's such a bitch, isn't she, Zoe? Honest to
Inch,
God.
yeah,
Like,
I know.
I don't think we should be on the stalker's side, but at this point, I'm sort of like, I don't blame whoever
Can
this
you
is.
blame her?
Can you blame them, really?
Do you know what, though, in fairness, right? Given what's going on, I also think Kat's quite harsh to kick her out when she's really unsafe and like don't know. She don't know where Zoe's going to go stay, does she? For all she knows, it is with Anthony who Kat's
Yeah.
like, oh, I think Anthony sent it here. So in a way, it is a bit hard. I get it, but also like I don't know because I guess Zoe is going too far with just accusing everyone, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she does go to stay back with Anthony at first. Like, he's on the sofa, she's in the bed. But then later on, Howie ends up spilling to her about the restraining order thing, which is why I think she then ends up staying with Lauren by the end of the week as well. And
Yeah,
then.
she was at Lauren's, weren't she? Oh no,
Yeah,
she weren't
yeah.
staying. Was she staying? I can't remember, but
There
yeah.
was just sort of chatting. I think they started chatting and
Yeah.
then she went back and Lauren started talking to her. And then
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be, well, you can come here if you want. Because
Yeah.
that house is already quite packed. So why not
I
throw
know, I
them
was
all in?
thinking as well, we're newborn, Lauren, but
Yeah.
maybe she's like, all hands on deck. If you can give
Yeah.
me a hand, yeah, come and stay for the night.
And Zoe will probably be quite good at it as well. Like
Yeah.
she'll put all sort of motherly instincts towards Lauren's
Yeah.
baby, won't she?
Yeah.
But by the end of the week, Lauren and Zoe are walking through the square, and we see that oh so familiar shot of some heels strutting towards them, and Sam Mitchell is revealed. Like, we know nothing else about why she is back at that moment, but Sam is back.
Yes.
Now, the Sam storyline, by the way, you've seen, I take it.
Yes, but are we saying it
I think,
here? Are we
well,
going to
this
do a
is the thing. Spoiler
spoiler?
siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren. It was announced, and I haven't read
Yes.
through the whole thing because apparently the announcement basically sums up the entire story about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I haven't read through the whole thing, but spoiler siren, it is going to be that Sam has breast cancer,
Yes.
which is an interesting story to give Sam, I think. Thinking about it, she's had a scare before, back in 2000 and something. And there's the genetic side of it as well, because obviously Peggy had a
Peggy.
time with it as well. So actually, it does make sense. So the question is, does she know that she's got it right now and that's why she's back? Or is she going to discover that she's got it while
I
she's
think
back?
that's what it
Or
said in it said. I think that's what it
said? I
said in
think that's what it
the
said.
I think that's what it said in the article, that
Yeah.
she knew that she'd got it, so she was coming back to be with family, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come back for Christmas kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I mean, from what I can gather, everything is going to be fine by the end of the
Yeah,
story.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's just, I think it's the thing is, I am often sort of like when I hear that a character is going to go through some sort of illness, I'm sort of almost like, oh well, this is going to be fun, isn't it? But at the same time, actually, story-wise and character-wise, it does make sense. There is a logic to it, so I don't mind that.
And also, I wonder if this could tie in with the Phil and Nigel thing, that it'll give Phil a purpose if Nigel does pass away at Christmas, and he'll have a bit of support and
Yeah.
somebody that he needs to help at the same time. So he's not completely lost his
Yeah.
purpose, maybe.
But then it is Sam, and it's sort of like, how much help is she really going to be?
Well, oh, God knows. Her and Zach are going to be a thing again, then, right? If she's back, do you
I
reckon?
like Zach and Sam together, to be perfectly honest with you. And I
Yeah.
do like the idea that Nicola currently
That's what
sits
I
in
was just
her
thinking,
office.
yeah.
So that could be a fun little thing. I don't know. It depends how much, because apparently this isn't this is a guest stint Sam's back for. This
Yeah.
isn't a long stint. She's not like back permanently. So I don't know how much they're going to be able to squeeze into her sort of relationships around the square whilst they're telling this quite serious story about breast cancer. So I don't know. It depends. But there is the element that Zoe and Sam are back together on screen for the first time in 20
Yes.
years. That feels quite huge.
Yeah, and obviously the first thing Zoe's going to do is be like, oh, Sam's back. It's all been you all along. I should have known.
Has it? Is my first question. I feel like it's given the story that we know is coming with Sam, it's not Sam.
Well, or maybe like you were saying, each thing's been one different person. Like I could totally see Sam doing the reviews, the online reviews.
Yeah.
I could see her hearing that Zoe's staying at the Queen Vic and can't, given what happened at the Queen Vic, given her tie to it, and just being like, do you know what? She's having a few glasses of wine one night. Bad
Yeah,
spelling. Because who else would that be, really?
because I feel like if she has been dealing with this, that's going to have been forefront of her mind. So dealing with some vendetta against Zoe, who she hasn't seen in 20 years, isn't going to be
Yeah.
that high on her priority list.
Or it could be a distraction for her.
Yeah.
Or it could be that she's found out after she's done one of the things to Zoe, and now she'll go, yeah, I did the reviews, but I'm not bothered about anything else because then I found this out.
Yeah.
Could be
Well,
something like that.
needless to say, whatever happens, she'll get accused because Zoe will find a new target. Oh, it's you. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
you. You did it. So I guess we'll find out. But it's great to have Sam back. I've missed her. So hopefully this
Yeah.
is going to be a good stint for her. And then
Yeah.
hopefully we'll see her again soon after she leaves for this
Yeah.
one. But bring Sam on and bring on, frankly, Zoe and Sam on screen together again. I am excited about that. So that should be fun. On to the final storyline of the week, ladies and gents. And this is Howie and Anthony. So, final storyline of the week, and this is Howie, who has a very, very bad week. So, obviously, he started nicking stuff from his parcels again, and one of the things he has stolen is a ring. Now, he's sort of playing with it in his hands. It's that whole thing where, we need to see what it is, so he'll take it out and play with it a bit in his
Yeah.
hands. And he will never do that again because Patrick appears behind him and automatically assumes that he's going to propose to Kim.
Yes. Well, it's a
And
fair assumption, to be
it's
fair, if you've
not
got
a, yeah, like
an engagement looking like ring in your hand, yeah.
yeah, it's not an unfair assumption, really. And Howie is sort of kind of trapped immediately in that lie because he's sort of like, well, either I tell him it's stolen or I just propose to Kim. So I guess I better propose to Kim then. Meanwhile, Penny and Anthony have been having a conversation at the GP surgery. And now I was a bit confused here because Penny at first mentions that some of her prescription medication has been stolen. And then she says, and a ring. Now, are we to take from that that Anthony, that Howie has nicked the prescription medication to sell as well? Or was that just an additional thing that led to her saying, oh, and this ring? So the prescription stuff is separate and like has just happened.
Didn't he have, when he stole the ring, didn't he have another parcel that was there for her? So rather than just stealing the ring, he thought, I'll just take both parcels because they're both meant to be delivered at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had two parcels in his hand. So maybe he took it as well so that it didn't look really obvious about the ring.
Maybe. Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah.
But either way, like, actually, that's quite bad that he's like taking a prescription medication.
But actual prescription medication that he clearly needs. Prevent pain and stuff. Yeah, that's quite bad. But when it comes to the actual proposal, which Howie does quite romantically, you know, he gets Pearl to dress up. First time we've seen Pearl in months and months and months and months, to the point where I thought that they'd recast her. And I don't think they have.
Oh, I recognised her, but she looks a lot older, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's done that thing that kids do when they're not on screen for ages and they've grown. Bailey used to do it all the time.
Bailey
was like a little girl, and then the next time we saw her, she was like 28 or something. Like, it's been that long since we'd seen her. So she gets he gets Pearl to sort of dress up as an angel. And, you know, it's all very cute and, you know, the Christmas lights are on and everything. Kind of goes down on one knee. Now, I thought Kim was going to turn him down at first. Did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't know what she was going to do. To be
she
fair,
didn't, like, really
she didn't want to go
stand.
Out. Well, she didn't want any attention, did she? She's just being cancelled, so she was like, "I don't even want to go out." And then all of a sudden, he's putting on this big public display that normally she would have probably loved. But I think Kim were kind of like, "I don't want any attention," and now you're bringing attention to the cancelled person.
But she very quickly gets over that and realizes, "Oh, there's the attention I crave," and then just goes mad and sort of hugs him.
Yeah.
However, when the whole proposal thing and ring going on finger thing is happening, Anthony sort of clocks the ring and sort of starts to become a little bit suspicious.
He notices that Howie like shifts his body so that Penny can't see the ring.
Yeah.
And then Anthony goes, hang on. Mentioned a ring that had gone missing.
Yes, indeed. So what he then does is get Penny to send him a picture of the ring that is missing. And then Sherlock Anthony has all the evidence he needs at his disposal. So Kim has gone mad, obviously, because she's been engaged. So now that means that she's the centre of all attention. The fault that she's been cancelled is yesterday's news. She couldn't care less about that.
Right.
And so she has arranged a sort of do at Harry's barn. And that is when Anthony chooses to kind of go to Howie and say, so this ring, so stolen, was it? Stolen. Very good. Yeah, well done. You need to be telling Kim the truth. Now, there was a side of me that kind of thought, why does he care this much? Like, slightly sanctimonious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or is it just that he thinks you shouldn't be lying to Kim? Because he does see Kim like family, in fairness.
Well, they are family,
is it that he thinks you're with this dishonest person with Howie? Like, he's stolen this ring. I don't think he's the right person. But he has had it in for Howie since he arrived, hasn't he? This is
what
I'm saying.
There was a moment with Oscar this week that kind of really sealed it, though, wasn't it? Because Oscar had a great line this week when he turned around to Anthony and said, there's a lot of things you're missing, including your hair, lol. Anthony discovers about the whole sort of blackmailing thing and the fact that Howie knew all about Oscar being Patrick's attacker and all that kind of thing. So he's kind of got that. And so Harry's response to that is to ring Sophie up in order to get some sort of leverage over him. And that's when he discovers about this restraining order. Now, this all sounds very, very serious. And this is what I mean. I feel like, is Sophie telling the truth or not? Because is this a very different Anthony to what we knew in the noughties?
I mean, it is possible, isn't it? Like, you don't know what's gone on with him. I don't know. A restraining order, I would think, would be quite difficult to get, especially when it's your kids involved as well.
Yeah.
And we were looking it up, weren't we? And you get a restraining order either for harassment or fear of violence.
Like intimidation, fear of violence. Yeah, like, they don't just hand them out willy-nilly, do they?
No,
like,
it's not just for any little thing, is it? So,
no. So
the fact that she's actually got one.
Yeah. Hmm. My immediate question is, I mean, maybe we need to meet this Sophie before we can make our mind up about this.
Yeah.
But my immediate sort of thing is, like, something has happened to Anthony that's turned him into this kind of quite sort of intimidating, obsessive character that's
Yeah.
to the point where his ex-wife apparently needs to take a restraining order out on
Yeah.
him.
And it's quite interesting that when the family eventually find all this out, they're not like, "Huh, what's this?" They're all like, "What have you done?"
Yeah.
Which does that imply that
Well,
he's capable of something, or is it just that they know Sophie and know that she wouldn't lie?
yeah, I mean, how well do they know Sophie? I mean, I feel
Yeah.
like maybe Patrick might have met her at some point, but I don't feel like
Yeah.
he could maybe give her a full character reference. I feel like because
Yeah.
Anthony's not been a huge part of Patrick's life since he's been away. I mean, Anthony himself says that this week, that when he's making
Yeah.
that big toast, he says, "I'm sorry that I wasn't here for, a huge amount of
Yeah.
time. I feel like I've missed out on a lot." So that would suggest that Patrick and Sophie haven't really sort of interacted all that much.
Yeah, got to know each other very well.
Yeah. So we don't know. Anthony does immediately kind of rebuff it all with, "Well, she's lying. She's lost it. She's made life really difficult. She's the one in the wrong," which you can kind of imagine would be his instant go-to if he is the one that's in the wrong. But I don't know. It feels like there's a twist to come.
Unless, well, you know what I'm thinking? The only twist I can think of is what if Anson is the one having a psychotic episode? You were trying
I
to
did
put that
wonder
on
that.
Zoe a bit ago.
This is the thing. That whole thing felt weird as well because he was trying to tell Kat that Zoe was having a mental breakdown
Yeah.
and yet had no issues in sleeping with her, had no issues in trying
Exactly.
to keep her
Yeah.
close. And obviously the
Yeah.
whole thing with the pictures as well. So my other
Yeah.
thought was exactly that. Is Anthony the one that's having the
Yeah.
mental breakdown? And Sophie's maybe just not that understanding about it.
Yeah. What was the condition Patrick's other son Isaac had?
Schizophrenia, Isaac had.
Is that potentially genetic or?
Let me have a look, because schizophrenia has a strong genetic component, but it's not caused by a single gene. It's a complex trait influenced by multiple genes interacting with environmental factors.
Right.
Twin studies, the significant risk difference between identical twins, so there's a 50% chance a twin can like both
Okay.
twins can have it.
Yeah.
But stressful events, life events such as job loss, bereavement, or relationship breakdown can increase the
Ah.
risk. Now, so
So it's a
this
bit
is a
like you might have that
possibility.
gene, and if it can be triggered, then
Yeah.
potentially
Yeah.
interesting.
Now then, I mean, this is us complete. This is, we've literally only just kind of landed on this. We haven't kind of thought this
We're
separately, have we?
riffing,
Literally
aren't
riffing this right now.
we, Rob?
But, the thought that Anthony might have schizophrenia is an interesting one because then that would maybe explain some of the odd behavior, explain the
Potentially, yeah.
sort of like. And, you can imagine maybe if Sophie isn't that understanding a person, maybe she would just take that. Or maybe she doesn't know that he's got
Yeah,
that.
yeah.
That would be
And just
more.
thinks that he's suddenly been acting this
Yeah.
way.
And maybe then if he doesn't know that he's got it.
Yeah. And he had a little chat with Lily as well in the GP surgery this week about Jean, and he kind of wrote that off quite quickly.
Ooh, what have we landed on, Rihanna? Could this be it?
Maybe. So maybe he has been behind some of the Zoe stuff as well, and he doesn't remember
Yeah,
or doesn't know
maybe.
that he is.
Oh, this is interesting.
Is it this? Could it
Ooh.
be?
Oh, I like that we
Yeah,
did that
because
live.
otherwise,
That was good, wasn't it?
live on air.
Yeah, live and us coming up with a theory like that.
Could be.
Interesting. Let's put a pin in that. That might be something to
Yeah.
keep an eye on because that might explain a few things.
Because otherwise, everything does seem, from the Anthony that we knew all those years ago, it doesn't seem, it seems very out of character how he's being, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
but then, environmental factors. We don't really know what's been going on in Anthony's life outside of Walford.
Yeah, we
And if
could
his
do
relic.
with knowing about this breakup and stuff a bit more, couldn't we?
Well, if
Which
his
are we
family's
going to
falling
find out?
apart, yeah, I mean, maybe we will. Maybe we'll meet Sophia. I feel like maybe after Christmas, maybe into the new year, we might bring Sophie in and then see kind of what's been going on there.
I feel like it'd be within Zoe's character to try and get in touch with Sophie and find out what's gone on. Whether she will, I don't know, but that could be a good way without us having to meet Sophie, maybe, that Zoe says I've managed to get in touch with her. But
We shall
yeah.
see. But in terms of the kind of fallout from all this week, big old kind of get together at the Truman's house. Anthony sort of starts to make a toast and looks like he's going to reveal everything and then doesn't. And then, like,
And
I
then
think
does.
and then does effectively changes his mind and goes, "Actually, yeah, I'm going to reveal absolutely everything." And
Yeah.
so that doesn't go down well with Kim whatsoever. It feels like Kim and
Well,
Howie are over, but I feel like at the same time, Kim can forgive him for this.
yeah, I think she'll forgive him. It were interesting though with Anthony because He looked like he were ready to reveal it. Then he was listening to Denzel and Amy having a conversation and how he's so grateful to be within this family unit. Then he hears another conversation and he thinks, oh,
no, screw
you know
this.
What? Well, yeah. No, but that's quite Anthony that he then changed his mind and I don't want to spoil everything.
Well, it was Patrick turning around and saying that he considered Howie to be a son, wasn't it? That really sort of made him go, actually, no, screw this. I'm going to reveal absolutely everything. Which doesn't really work out that well for him because Howie's already told Kim what he found out.
Yeah.
And so that then kind of snowballs into everyone now knowing about this restraining order that's been put out against him. He manages to persuade Patrick that it's all on Sophie rather than him. And Patrick kind of does the thing where it's like, okay, you're my son, I will believe you, I'll stand by you, you're telling me the truth. But it does feel like there's other stuff going on behind the scenes, and have we just landed on what it was?
Potentially. It could I feel like that could explain everything quite easily.
Definitely. Yeah. It's the fact that he was trying to make out that Zoe was having a nervous breakdown. That's the key thing there, I think, isn't it?
And maybe he was projecting his own mental breakdown onto Zoe.
I feel like he doesn't know. If this is what it is, I feel like he doesn't know that he's got it.
Yeah, because he can be a GP and he can know everything academically, but if he's going through it, it doesn't mean that he'll necessarily recognise the signs because he's potentially in some kind of psychosis, I'd say, if that's what it is.
Ooh.
So he wouldn't necessarily know.
Oh,
maybe.
I'm going to feel so smug if we are right about this, Ray. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Well, it could be. Right.
What do you think? Let us know in the comment section. Have we hit on something there? Could it be this? Could it explain quite a lot? And does this explain the Zoe Stalker situation? I don't know if it does. Because if he's doing stuff without realising it, that's the thing as well with it as well. Like, he could genuinely be convinced that he's not the stalker and yet could be the stalker without realising it.
Yeah, potentially. Ah.
Oh, we might have solved something. How very exciting. We'll see how that plays out in the coming weeks. Go on.
However, though, right, have you not considered that it could all just be Max? We've not mentioned Max. He's not been back, right? Lauren and Zoe are getting close, which would be the perfect time for it to be revealed that Max has been the stalker. And then by which point, because does Lauren know about Max and Zoe?
Yeah. Yeah,
she will, because of Stacey leaving.
Yeah, that was all kicking off last time Max was back, wasn't it? So, the coming weeks are going to be interesting, I think. Let's see how it all plays out. As far as Howie and Kim are concerned, Kim chucked him out at the end of the week. Are you thinking that that's going to be okay in the end?
Yeah, I think they'll end up getting back together again. I don't know, though. It's pretty bad what he did, but, like, time's already moved on. They've all forgiven Oscar, so I think...
Yeah.
Mind you, Yolanda did put it quite rightly to Howie and say, you know, it's the betrayal from somebody he sees like a son that's worse than the physical act for what happened.
Yeah.
But I think Howie's shown that he's remorseful for everything, so.
We shall see. Gold star this week, Ray.
Kim, I think. I've enjoyed Kim this week. And I enjoyed the last week, which didn't have a big enough role last week. But yeah, Kim, I'm going to give it to this week.
Okay. I think I'm going to give mine to Lily this week. Really enjoyed Lily this week. I liked her Stacey role. I liked the relationship with her and Jean. That was good. So yeah, Lily and... Did you give yours to?
Kim.
Lily and Kim for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to. And we shall finish the podcast as usual with a couple of comments from you.
We've got a comment here from Virginia Williamson who says, it's hard to imagine Anthony as a Jekyll and Hyde character. I wonder if he's telling the truth. It was a great duff-duff. I wonder how Patrick is going to react to Howie. It was a great cliffhanger indeed.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, come on.
Oh, Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, split personality. I think
maybe he's
there,
got a split personality disorder. Like,
maybe.
It's going to be something like that.
I think it's going to be something like this.
But do you still think that means he's the Zoe stalker? I still think it might mean he's not. Maybe he did the card and the photos and that's it.
I feel like there's a side of it that they could say that it is him and he just hadn't, and he has no memory of doing it.
Yeah, true.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Huh.
Plausible if it's, if we're going down our theory route.
Michael Robbins says, heck, if the Trumans can forgive Oscar for beating the brakes off Patrick and leaving him for dead, then they'd better forgive Howie for blackmailing Oscar for doing so, and for the other stuff too. They're in for a dig otherwise, whatever that means. Happy to hear Kim say Denzel stays. I liked the stuff with Kim and Denzel this week. I thought that was quite sweet. I like the fact that Kim's basically taking Denzel on as one of her own. Thought that was quite sweet.
Yeah, of course. And it makes sense. But that does also make me wonder if Howie is going to have a break, or is he going to exit? I don't feel like they should exit Howie, though. I know he's not done a lot until all this, but...
Yeah, I mean, this has been his biggest storyline since he joined the show, effectively. But yeah. I feel like there's more to do with Howie. Now they've actually started paying attention to him, it feels like there could be more. And I enjoyed Howie a lot this week and thought that there's potential there for something quite long-running, especially if they're now developing this thing between Anthony and Howie. I thought that was quite potential.
Yeah.
In terms of the Elaine and Ian thing, a comment on Twitter, LiverIron99 says, both are doormats in their previous relationships. Both overcompensate for known flaws with pretensions. There's a fakeness to them masking weakness. And I mean those things in good ways for stories. I don't hate the idea.
Well, I do, okay?
So that means it can't happen then. That's so been disallowed.
I do see it, in fairness. I just don't want it, but I can understand the somewhat logic behind it.
If you had to choose, you don't have to say neither, if you had to choose between Julian Phil or Ian and Elaine, who would you clear?
Ian and Elaine.
There you go. have you come to a decision about who you think Ian should be with?
Julian. I'm really struggling.
Why do you want
I feel like somebody like Julie, though, in fairness, and I am clutching at straws, I'm not going to lie, but yeah. I also feel like she could have quite a similar effect as like Jane did with Ian.
They
could have
rounded.
That kind of dynamic. Yeah.
I see what you mean. I can see it, but not as much as I want to see Ian and Elaine together.
Well, fine, but I just think that it dull her sparkle, to be honest.
We shall see. You can let us know your thoughts on that or anything that is going on in Walford by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
That's it for this week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We should be back same time next week. And it looks as if December is properly kicking into gear. What will EastEnders Christmas 2025 bring for us? I cannot wait to find out. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.